Poised for Exit is a show for business owners who want to achieve a successful exit based on their own terms. Your business exit will likely be the biggest financial transaction of your life, and for most, you'll have one shot at doing it right. The topics and guests we feature and the stories they share will provide valuable ideas and strategies to improve operations and grow enterprise value so you can achieve the best possible exit outcome. Now here's your host, award-winning certified exit planning advisor, Julie Keyes.
Welcome everyone to Poised for Exit, the podcast for business owners. In today's show, we're interviewing a board member of a local entrepreneurs organization who's going to tell us about what EO does and what the benefits are to the business owners, both personally and professionally. And if you'd enjoy becoming a member, we're going to have some information for you on that, as well as some success stories. But first, let's hear from our show sponsors.
Right now, there's a record number of buyers looking for businesses, and many businesses are selling at a premium. To get a free, confidential business valuation so you'll know what your business might be worth, contact a broker at Sunbelt Business Advisors at 612-455-0880. We're Minnesota's largest seller of companies. Let us help you maximize your life's work. Call 612-455-0880 or visit sunbeltmidwest.com.
What we see with many businesses is that they've never gotten marketing to work consistently, and the marketing they do doesn't meaningfully impact their bottom line. Data approaches it differently by partnering with clients for long-term, sustainable marketing solutions. They start with a consultative, crawl, walk, run approach that helps you scale your marketing efforts naturally. Data provides marketing for the long-time success of your business to tell your story in a compelling way and to make sure the value you bring is apparent to everyone. Go to data.com for more information. That's data.com.
TrustPoint will design and manage a 401k plan that fits your company's needs. They handle everything from record keeping and investments to employee education and ongoing administration. And they take on the highest level of fiduciary responsibility to ensure your 401k plan is compliant. You already have plenty to keep you up at night. Your 401k plan should not be one of them. Visit TrustPointInc.com for more details.
For business owners, it can be overwhelming to start planning a transition or exit strategy, but it's so important to avoid unwanted outcomes and unexpected tax bills. The CPAs at JAK, John A. Knutson & Company, can guide you and help make sense of the numbers. Our firm was established over 90 years ago, and we've assisted countless companies with ownership transitions. Leaving your business is a process that takes time, so contact us today to discuss your situation. Visit our website at jakcpa.com. That's jakcpa.com.
Hey, everybody. We are here in the studio with Patrick Donahue, who is the chapter president of the Minnesota Entrepreneurs Organization. Patrick, welcome to Poised for Exit.
Thank you, Julie. It's great to be here today and the opportunity to chat.
I know that Entrepreneurs Organization has been around for a long time.
Yes.
And, excuse me, I remember many years ago reading Mastering the Rockefeller Habits. I had to think for a second. What was that
sure.
title, right? Vern Harnish's
yeah,
book.
Yeah, he's gone on to write a few more books.
I know. Yeah, that's so that I'm dating myself. But anyway, I know that he was involved in the launch of this organization. And would you say that it's the largest or one of the largest organizations for entrepreneurs in the world?
I believe in the world it is the largest organization dedicated to serving entrepreneurs. I'm not aware of anything even close. There's a number of organizations that work with executives, but in terms of just purely entrepreneurs,
right,
it's the premier organization.
Yes. And you know, nothing wrong with having a mix in a peer group with owners and advisors,
right,
and professionals. Nothing wrong with that. But always good to be with like-minded people that are kind of going through the same thing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And how I thought about it, because through my journey, I'm aware of and participate in a number of groups, but why EO, Entrepreneurs Organization, is near and dear to my heart is that it truly serves entrepreneurs. And those that have really taken the financial risk to own their own business and to be where they're at, that's who I most resonate with. And like you said, executives and people who have other roles in the business world, great. But mm-hmm. I really resonate with the entrepreneurs that have truly taken the risk to build their own business.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and it's kind of lonely at the top, right? It's kind of an old adage, but really it's good to have other people that you can talk to that can relate to what you're trying to accomplish. And, you know, we were talking before the show and you said that the organization has done a lot for you, not just professionally, but personally. And I'll get into that in a second. But first, I just want to ask you, how did you find EO? What called you? Like, what made you decide to jump into that?
Great question. And I'll just share a story of when I first became aware of EO. I was advising companies on raising capital, and I had a couple entrepreneurs come into my office, and they asked me a couple of questions, the first of which, have you heard of Rockefeller Habits? Are you familiar with Traction and EOS? And are you aware of Entrepreneurs Organization? I was like, no, no, no. And they said, well, if you want to be an entrepreneur and if you want to be successful in doing what you're doing, we would really encourage you to get to know these things. Mm. And I said, okay. And then Shane and Jeff, Shane Erickson and Jeff Hausman, a couple of our most tenured members in EO Minnesota, said, so what are you doing tonight? And I said, well, let me guess, guys, nothing. What do you got up your sleeve? And they said, well, come on down to the University of St. Thomas at the Schultz School of Business, and there's a speaker, and you can meet some of the other members and see what this is all about. I said, sure. So I went down there and met a number of people and sat down and started listening to the speaker, and it was none other than Simon Sinek.
Really?
But this is Simon Sinek of, boy, I'd have to go back and kind of think my dates, like 2011, 2012, somewhere in there. Mm. And Simon Sinek at the time had the TEDx talk,
yes,
and it only had a couple hundred thousand views. And I was an early TEDx listener,
mm-hmm,
and he was, his Start With Why was one of my favorite TEDx talks.
Me too.
And so as he started to give his spiel and so forth, I just started, my jaw started to drop. I'm like, wait a second, is this the guy I think it is? And I looked it up, and sure enough,
mm-hmm,
it was the TEDx talk. And so I'm like, what is this organization? Who are these people? And that's when I really got involved, and I ended up joining Entrepreneurs Organization EO Accelerator, which is for companies sub $1 million in revenue, where I was at the time,
mm-hmm,
and joined the organization. And it was a really fun start on how I got to learn about that and Vern Harnish and Rockefeller Habits and Traction and a whole bunch of stuff. But that was my entree into learning about EO. And of course, now it's kind of fun to tell that story because Simon Sinek has now become a household name, but kind of gives you the idea of the heft of the organization, of the type of caliber speakers that we bring in on a monthly basis.
I used to use that particular video at the beginning of every strategic planning session that I did with clients.
Yes.
Because it just gets people's juices flowing.
Well, and it's timeless.
It is timeless. Yep. Absolutely timeless, for sure. And you now are the chapter president.
Yes.
Locally here in Minnesota. So how has that changed your perspective of the organization? I'm sure you've learned a lot.
Yes.
I know I did when I was running the chapter for EPI here.
Right. And as you probably resonate with it, the personal development,
yes,
that it takes to run a membership organization like EPI or EO, it's next level. You can't go learn this stuff at any MBA class or any university. Yeah. You know, when you're leading other leaders, but with EO, I like to say it's really leading visionaries because these are people that, they're not used to having to report to others and so on and so forth. And so it's been a very unique and fulfilling challenge.
Yeah. I love it. I love visionaries.
Yes.
That has to be just so refreshing and probably different every single time, right? Every time you guys get together, there's always somebody that's got a great idea.
Well, that's exactly right. Because you literally, you know, we have 12 board seats, including my own.
Yeah.
But we literally have 12 people that are bright and brilliant and have a lot of ideas. And so we can't all be visionaries. Like somebody actually has to, you know, be what they would call an EOS, an integrator, or somebody that's got to go do things and so forth. So it does bring up some unique challenges on how to execute.
And that's fantastic. So let's talk about the model, like the EO model.
Sure.
Okay. For those of the listeners out there who aren't familiar with it or maybe have heard about it but forgot, and maybe how it might compare a little bit to a couple of the other national organizations.
Sure.
Yeah.
So EO is a member-based nonprofit, and at its core, it's a peer group. And there are a number of peer groups out there, or people may also call them mastermind groups, where people get together and share insights and resources. There are also our networking groups as well. So it could range anywhere from, you know, things that are happening at a local level, like 1 Million Cups or BNI, where people are kind of like doing networking meetings or meetup groups. And it can get more sophisticated, call it, or more detailed, where you've got groups like CEO Roundtable and Vistage and YPO, which is Young Presidents Organization. Entrepreneurs Organization was patterned after YPO, which is an organization that is just dedicated to entrepreneurs. But these groups are more dedicated to people who are going to be dedicating substantial resources to their development and, and resources and time and money. And so it's small group meetings and larger group meetings and then, you know, retreats and other things in between. And so EO is definitely within that ecosystem. And so there is something out there for everyone. And EO is best suited for entrepreneurs, people that are running businesses that are doing, you know, $2, $3, $10, $50 million in revenue and are truly the entrepreneur that were the founder that helped start the business. They may not be day-to-day anymore, but they are a significant shareholder in that business. And that that's what's unique about EO and the ecosystem, because what we don't have, we do not have members that are, you know, just an executive of a business. Mm-hmm. You have to be a founder and a substantial shareholder of an enterprise to qualify for EO.
What are some of the other qualifying criteria?
So a lot of it has to do with revenue. One of the key qualifiers is for core EO, it's over $1 million in revenue. For companies under $1 million, we have a programmatic membership that is called Accelerator. It's not like our traditional accelerators where you think about like startup funding. It's really to accelerate people over $1 million. So it's really around Vern Harnish's scaling up curriculum and to some degree EOS, but it's helping them really build their business. So the revenue is a big one, but we also have other things that may not be revenue-based. So for example, a company could be sub $1 million, but has raised a certain amount of capital. We also have a designation for nonprofits, which we had our first, to my knowledge, our first nonprofit member join, because it's something, unfortunately, that is not quite thought of, but social entrepreneurs are welcome. So if a nonprofit is a certain level of a scale and they're truly the founder of that nonprofit organization, there's qualifications there as well. And so what I always encourage people to do is to not overthink the qualifications on the front end.
Sure.
We'll pay for lunch. Come out and join us for lunch someday and come to our event like we have upcoming, the Entrepreneurs Rally, get to know us and so forth. And, you know, if EO proper is not a fit, it might be Accelerator or you just don't know. And so we encourage everybody to kind of take a look and not worry too much about things like the qualifications on revenue.
That's good to know. Entrepreneurs Rally, I know that you have that every single year. So tell us about that a little bit.
Yes. 12 years ago, one of our board members and members, Jem Erdem, started the Entrepreneurs Rally at the trading floor of the Minneapolis Grain Exchange, which was then run by a co-working space, one of the first ones, Coco.
Oh, yeah.
And named it the Entrepreneurs Rally to bring together entrepreneurs. And we have to remember that back then, there wasn't a lot of events for entrepreneurs. So we had several hundred people come together at that event and had some talks and breakout groups and so forth. And over the years, it really devolved into kind of a mentoring session for primarily young entrepreneurs. And a couple of years ago, myself and a couple other people like Shane Erickson, who I mentioned earlier, decided to breathe a little life back into it and made it into an all-day event, especially coming out of COVID that first year, 2021. We really wanted to bring together people in a robust way, and we brought together top headline speakers, quality content in a format where all people could be able to participate in roundtable discussions where they can learn from each other, because that's the core of EO. Is we are a membership organization where it's set up to learn from your peers, and so everybody can get a taste of that at the Entrepreneurs Rally on May 9th in 2024 upcoming.
All right, May 9th, got it down. I know. I think that learning from our peers is essential, especially for business owners, because we talked about that before, where sometimes you just feel like you're alone. And even though you're not, right, everybody's got a leadership team and things like that. But sometimes we just can't have that conversation we need to have with our partners or, you know, other shareholders or our spouse.
Exactly.
If we have a peer group, you know, we can talk to people confidentially. They can provide their feedback. And then we feel like we've got that support.
Yes, very much so.
Everything.
Yes. So as part of EO, we have what we call forums, which are smaller groups of 6 to 10 entrepreneurs that get together on a regular basis and typically meet from 4 to 6 hours. So my forum has been together now for several years. And we know each other much deeper than a lot of our even spouses or business partners. And that's not a bad thing. It's because we understand and can resonate with some of the things that we're dealing with when it may come to hiring or, you know, raising capital or some of the things that's kind of tough. Because, you know, I love my spouse and she's wonderful, but she doesn't care about, nor should she have to care that much about, like, all the inner workings of, you know, how my business operates. And so it's a wonderful peer group to be able to have in a safe, confidential manner, to be able to share insights and to be able to learn from peers. There's nothing else quite like it.
So it sounds to me like it's done a lot for you.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that for a minute.
Sure.
Personally, professionally, what have you gotten out of EO?
I've gotten a lot. I mean, the punchline is that, you know, for the dues that we pay in and stuff like that, I've gotten a lifetime worth of dues out of EO already. So
sure.
I'll be one of those that is in EO for a long time. It's near and dear to my heart. On the business side, there's been a lot to it. The connections, the ability to go to other markets and to be able to call up somebody. When I was in Los Angeles, I had met a member that lives in Hollywood and gave him a buzz and got together with him when I was there visiting with family. So there's a lot to that that's very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But on the personal side, that's where I've had the most development. And that's a big reason why I chose EO, because a lot of organizations focus on the business insights, and which is great, but I have a lot of that with what I do day to day in my business. I have no shortage of business advisors.
Sure.
So I always appreciate that. But for me on a personal level, the journey has been absolutely transformational. We do a number of things at our events where it's not only the things you think about when it comes to business, where you're learning about things like scaling up in EOS, but it's about learning about like personal development in terms of like health and wellness. So the last couple of speakers we've had at EO Minnesota was one of Wim Hof's instructors, where we did the breathing exercises and we did ice baths. We had another speaker, Coach Danny, who is all about personal transformation, but it was all about, he'd hate me to say this, but it's all about like biohacking and how to like health hacking and health tech and how to think about like, what are all these tools and what are the things that you really need to live a healthy lifestyle?
Sure.
And that's what has been transformational for me, because like when I learned the Wim Hof breathing and stuff like that, that absolutely changed my life.
Mm.
And so some of the natural ways to be able to live a strong and healthy life, which has not only personally impacted me, but my family, and my business, to be a better human being and to be able to do what I need to do on a daily basis, to be able to build my business and to build healthy relationships with my wife, Anne, and my children is absolutely wonderful. And so that's why I actually start choking up when I talk about this type of stuff, because you can't get this stuff in a lot of other places.
Yeah.
That's hard. It's really hard, because you have to have a certain level of trust and respect of where you're getting some of this information from. And when you learn some of these tools and can practice it with others that are in your shoes, it's hugely helpful.
Oh,
and so that's why I encourage people to, like, you know, build their network and whatever they need. But when they need to trust somebody and can have a conversation that they can't have elsewhere, you have to find these things, because you need the right framework which to be able to live and breathe and to execute upon it. And so for me, it's been quite a lifesaver. It's been hugely helpful for who I am. Mm.
Well, all of those aspects of your life are connected. So when there's one or two that are hurting, then that hurts everything and everyone else.
Exactly right.
Definitely.
Well, and that's why, you know, and I get choked up too, because unfortunately I have seen, and we have seen as EO, we've seen the opposite effect of that.
Yes.
You know, there are situations where people will take, they will hurt themselves and hurt their loved ones because they think that there are no other choices. Mm-hmm. And that's what's really unfortunate is when you think about like mental health and all that type of stuff. Entrepreneurship is really, really hard.
Yes.
You know, being a business executive is really, really hard. But when people put their life savings on the line to build what they're doing, that's where, you know, having the right support group and network is super, super important. Mm-hmm. And so fortunately, you know, EO embraces all that. I think like society in general can always do a better job about talking about things like mental health and so on and so forth.
I would agree with that.
We're taking the steps of like bringing in health coaches and talking about, you know, crisis communications and all that type of stuff. Because the unfortunate reality is like we've seen it. I mean, several years ago, we had a member who unfortunately committed suicide.
Mm. Yeah. A permanent answer to a temporary problem, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that. Yeah. It sounds like you guys have got like, not just a professional peer group, but you have like a brother and sisterhood.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
I mean, the people who are in EO, many of them, like they are friends for life.
Yes.
And so it goes way beyond. You get to know each other in such a helpful way where they're doing retreats and they're traveling with each other and so on and so forth. But like with my forum group, we didn't start as friends. I mean, all of us are like, you know, at first, like, hey, do you want to get together and, you know, like do something later on? It's like, well, no, not really. I got my own friends and family and stuff like that. But over time, you get very ingrained into people's life, which is very natural and it's very, very healthy.
Sure.
But that's what it takes. It takes that level of trust over time to be able to support each other. And so we do want to really help the whole person. And that's what's super important. I just, any entrepreneur executive, I don't care if it's EO or Vistage or YPO, I encourage everybody to join some group. EO is right for some, YPO is right for some. That's great. But don't make entrepreneurship and being an executive and business owner harder than it needs to be. Mm-hmm. It's super lonely, as you opened with. It's super difficult. Join a peer group. Find these trusted people that you can build from. And that's why when people understand that, when our members understand that, and they lean into traveling to South Africa for the Global Leadership Conference and to Australia for the university, and they're making not only connections at a local level here in Minnesota, but throughout the nation and the world, it is mind-blowing to see the transformation, because now you multiply that to not only the 180 members we have at a local level, but nearly 20,000 members throughout the world. It's magnificent on what happens and the support that's throughout the world, because we're all facing the same things, whether we're in Minnesota or in Asia or anywhere else. And so the people that lean into this, the transformation is amazing, and it's about the whole person. That's why, again, I love EO, because we can get business advice on, you know, podcasts and YouTube and so on and so forth. But to get that whole person development and understanding of how to be a better person to serve your business, family, and yourself is amazing. And that's where the real value happens. And when you see that, people don't care about dues anymore. They're like, look at like me, you know, the few thousand bucks we pay in every year, it's like it's a shoulder shrug compared to the value that you get, because I can't put a price on the personal transformation that I've had over the years I've been in EO.
Well, as they say, the most important and valuable things that we have in life we got for free, right? Didn't pay for.
Right.
But are the most fragile also.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, that need the most attention. Yeah. Well, this has been great.
Yes.
I sure appreciate having you on the show, Patrick. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And we should have you on the show sometime where you can talk about your business.
Yes. I have. I invest in businesses is my primary business. I own a medical products business. And I also wrote a book called Breakout Valuation to help entrepreneurs build a valuable business. And so it's all things I love.
Fantastic. Well, you know what? If you and your EO group ever need someone to come in and talk to the members about exit planning,
Yes.
Happy to do that. I do it all the time.
Yeah. And we would love to have you in and be on a panel at least once a year. We have some topics related to that because we always have members that are, you know, are selling their business or thinking about it. So very much part of the life cycle. So we appreciate the opportunity to collaborate.
Absolutely. It's been great having you here. And for our listeners, we will be featuring in our social media posts and in our promotion, the Entrepreneurs Organization of Minnesota tags so you can link in and get more information, the website as well so you can contact them. Glenda, I believe you said, is the executive
Glenda
director.
Glenda Amar is our executive director, and she's one of the most knowledgeable people in all of EO about EO because it was her and her husband that were members a couple decades ago, and she's our executive director today.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I've visited before. It's been a while. I should probably visit again because it's a great organization. So
love to have you. And we do lunches periodically. So if anybody, we'll pay for it. If anybody wants to come out and learn about the organization, contact me or Glenda or anybody that's on our board and help facilitate that or come to the Entrepreneurs Rally.
Fantastic. All right. Thanks so much, Patrick. And thank you, our listeners, for following, for sharing, for listening. And we really appreciate it. Please share and please send us your reviews as well. See you next time.